Oh, we've got a bit.
Lovely gold nugget. Still got a bit of dirt on from the river, but that's nearly pure gold.
Professional prospector Vince Thurkettle has just spent 12 hours scouring the Little Ouse River for gold. Vince quit his 50k a year job as a civil servant to travel the world treasure hunting after deciding that the 9-to-5 life wasn't for him. His new life has taken him to the four corners of the globe, including Alaska, Australia and Lapland.
I got into it when I was in a mine underground looking for minerals, and I actually bumped into a guy, and it turned out he was a gold prospector. He told me where to go, how to do it, and I was hooked from that moment.
Vince now spends 12 hours a day scouring rivers for gold. The work is backbreaking and it doesn't stop when it rains or snows. He can often go days, even weeks, without finding anything.
The gold's so much heavier than everything else. It's like 6 or 8 times heavier than this sort of flint and sand and gravel. And the gold should, with all that washing, work its way down through the gravel and get right into the bottom. We've got some bits of lead here. No gold in that one, though.
On a really good day, I might get £200 worth, but that's rare. Well, a lot of the time you get nothing at all, actually. Sometimes 50 pence a pound, but over maybe 6 or 8 months, I get just enough to get by.
One of the good things about panning for gold for a living is all you really need is a gold pan, which is just a metal or plastic dish. Most of the gold we find is just dust. It's really small.
With all the hard work, Vince only earns around £12,000 from gold panning each year. He supplements his income with the prospect of finding treasure, potentially worth millions. But for Vince, it isn't about the money.
Lots of people have jobs they don't really enjoy, jobs perhaps they're bored with, and they have a dream, but they'll never, and it's tragic, but they'll never get round to following that dream. But I hope this story will inspire them, and maybe they'll do something that they're passionate about. Mm-hmm.